little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
The next area of the curriculum is bleeding in early pregnancy. So we have a 22-year-old lady, Laura. She's approximately 8 weeks pregnant, and she's come to see you today because of lower abdominal pain and vaginal bleeding, which has been going on for the last couple of days. Laura, I'm worried that you might have a problem called an ectopic pregnancy. I'm not sure, but it's one of those things I need to rule out. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't. What's that? Is it like a miscarriage?
It's where the growing baby settles in the wrong place. That could be in the tube, or it might even be completely outside of the womb. And that can cause pain in your tummy and bleeding in your tummy. And if left untreated, potentially that can be quite dangerous. Sadly, if the pregnancy is in the wrong place, then we wouldn't be able to carry on with your pregnancy. But there's only a small chance of this at this stage, but I'd like to send you to hospital for tests. How do you feel about that?
Well, it sounds quite terrifying, really. I hope that it's not in the wrong place, but I can understand why I need to go and get that looked at straight away.
Yeah. I think at this stage, you're very well in yourself, and it's only just a suspicion. But I think it's important to find it out sooner rather than later. So with your permission, I'll speak to one of the gynaecology doctors now and we'll arrange for them to see you urgently. Would that be okay with you?
Yes, that's fine. But you think there's a chance that everything could be okay?
There's a very good chance that everything's absolutely fine.
Okay.
And certainly with the symptoms that you've got, bleeding in early pregnancy, if everything is fine and the baby's still where it's supposed to be, then there's no suggestion that bleeding in itself will harm the unborn child. But obviously, the more bleeding you have, the more at risk you are of actually going ahead and losing the pregnancy.
Sure. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.